Now let's go to a remote island, Chukotka, off the northeastern tip of Siberia. It's summertime in the Arctic, but even here the two inhabitants of a remote weather station must venture outdoors cautiously. The weather is fierce and changeable, and sometimes there are hungry polar bears to contend with, as well as a decaying nuclear-powered generator. To those of us in the West, watching events at Fukuyama with our heart in our boots, nuclear power means giant fortress-like facilities. So it's a little startling in the opening of this film to see young Pavel cautiously approach a rickety timber superstructure and then, with a long wooden pole, suspend what appears to be a Geiger counter to take a reading from a metal enclosed box half the height of a man. Pavel does also spot a bear in the distance on his way back to the hut, but fortunately, he doesn't have to use the shotgun he's carrying. Fortunately, because as his colleague and supervisor Sergei points out, he's left the ammunition behind. Sergei is furious. Up here, sloppiness compromises survival. On a regular schedule throughout days and nights, the pair must transmit weather conditions and the radiation readout via an uplink to Moscow. Sergei is training Pasha, who has up-to-date computer skills, but he's brusque and authoritarian. Discipline must be kept. In a way, he represents the old Russia, and young Pasha, with his computer and his ever-present MP3 player and video games, could well stand for the new. When reprimanded, he retreats to sulk behind his earbuds. Somehow, the pair work out a routine, but then when Sergei is away, Pasha's asked to break to the older man some difficult personal news, and he dithers. Suspense escalates as Moscow, in regular, increasingly strident radio bulletins, demands answers. On the island, the men descend into craziness. How I Ended This Summer is a beautiful piece of cinema from Russian director Alexei Popogrebsky, which draws both on classical Russian traditions of slow building psychological explorations and beautifully photographed landscape, and a very modern approach to particularly sound design. The island itself, with its rocky foreshores, abandoned military base and changing weathers, becomes a register of the moods of the pair locked together for the summer. Popogrebsky and cinematographer Pavel Kostomarov use long-distance shots in time-lapse to show us the temper of the days, the ebbing of the light, the promise or threat of each dawn. And these shots do more than paste together the episodes between the two men, as so many Western directors use landscape cutaways. They give a rhythm and a punctuation to the film. They remind us that landscape isn't just a metaphor. In certain places on this planet, it is the mood. The cramped interior of the little weather station and later the crumbling military base are evoked in a series of half glimpses, beautifully framed, at a stage in which the pair are sharing their space but desperately trying to avoid each other. And later there's a chilling game of hide and seek. All right, some of this, including the odd, relentless but highly effective slow zoom, may be Tarkovsky revisited. But Popogrebsky does use sound brilliantly to provide another rhythm to the film and escalate the tension. I don't talk very much about either sound or editing in these reviews, and I should do it more. I was particularly struck by the sound design in this film because on the same day I had seen Alejandro González Iñárritu's much-praised Beautiful and was just so irritated by his pump-up-the-volume use of sound to cattle-prod the audience emotions. The design in how I ended this summer is almost entirely composed of atmospheres, things like wind, fire, the creaking of wood, the steamy crackle of radio, the thud of boots, an occasional crash, a tinny rock song leaking from Pasha's MP3 player. Yet its use is masterful. It really does play a role in this story. And there may be more to it than we think. I'm going to talk with Papa Grievsky about this a few minutes from now. How I Ended This Summer has a curious denouement, which has puzzled a few critics, including those outside the former USSR, where aging nuclear reactors come in quite small parcels and are still arousing widespread citizen concern. If you listen to last week's excellent Rear Vision program on the history of nuclear power, you may understand that small can be lethal too. Papa Grievsky leaves us to draw our own conclusions. This is outstanding cinema. It's told from the point of view of the immature Pasha, and Grigory Dobrygin gives us a convincing, if infuriating, portrait of a young man way out of his depth, while Sergei Puskopalis plays the veteran with a stolidity straight from the old Russia. This is slow cinema, and like slow food, the flavours are rich. A film to savour. It's rated M.